The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
We really have come a long way on our Lenten journey. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday, April 4th, 2022, Monday of the fifth week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the commemoration of Saint Isidore of Seville, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. Born in 560, and at the time he was born, Spain was split in two. One people struggled with another: Catholic Romans and Arian Goths. Isidore reunited Spain, making it a center of culture and learning. He was sometimes called the schoolmaster of the Middle Ages because the encyclopedia he wrote was used as a textbook for nine centuries. He required seminaries to be built in every diocese, wrote a rule for religious orders, and founded schools that taught every branch of learning. Isidore has been suggested as patron of the Internet. He continued his austerities even as he approached the age of 80. Saint Isidore of Seville died April 4th, 636. Saint Isidore, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee, that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for healthcare workers who serve the sick and the elderly, especially in the poorest countries. May they be adequately supported by governments and local communities. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you're here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me. When I was growing up, my older brother had a very good friend in high school, and this friend was kidnapped. And for almost a year, he was kept in an empty underground water cistern. It was tragic for all of us, of course, because we knew him very well. We knew his family. He was a very good friend of my brother, so it was devastating when month after month we didn't hear anything from him. Eventually, thank God, he was liberated and he came out of this cistern where he hadn't seen the light of day for almost a year. And he looked like another person, completely different person. His skin was completely pale. His hair was long and weak. He couldn't look into the light. I mean, he looked, his face was different. He was just amazing. Thank God he recovered well. He's doing actually quite well now. It was a miracle. But of the many things I remember from that long story, because we heard a lot about him afterwards, is what he would say about realizing when he was down there. Obviously, these water cisterns are underground. They're not that big. It's like a tiny room, which walls are made of cement. And obviously, there is no windows to the outside, it's underground. And the only time he would kind of see outside was then when they opened the hatch of the cistern. He couldn't see much either because it was inside the house. And they would bring him down some food. The rest of the time, he was left in darkness. Amazingly, he didn't go crazy. But he could have, very probably he would have, if it weren't because of he had a very ingenious way of staying in his right mind, using mostly math, which is surprising to me because I've never been a big fan of math, but it helped him a lot to stay in his right mind, making mathematical calculations. He was a very smart guy. But he would say that for him, though, one of the most amazing things was the fact that he couldn't see the light. And it was really hard for him to get used to living without light. He didn't know what time it was. He didn't know what day it was. He didn't know really where he was. He lost like all sense of time and space. It's hard to imagine how difficult it must be to live like that for such a long time. But it can help us to consider the words of Jesus in today's gospel a little bit better. Just imagining this situation. Because Jesus tells us, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Obviously, Jesus understands the importance of light in life. Without light, we're lost. Without light, we can't see. Our eyes don't work without light. A little bit of light is necessary to see anything. And if we can't see anything, we're completely lost. Well, Jesus is that light. And as we're getting ready for Lent, as we're getting ready for the Holy Week that is just around the corner now, as we're preparing to once again consider the passion and death of our Lord Jesus on the cross, it's important that we consider these words of our Lord. Because that is the reason why he came to the world. That is the reason why he died on the cross for us, to give us all the light that we need in order to find our way to God, in order to find our way in life. And without Jesus dying on the cross, without this grace that comes to us through the sacraments, we're lost. We will not find ourselves. We will not find happiness. And maybe you have that experience. I'm sure we all do in certain ways to find that, look for that happiness outside of God, outside of where God is pointing us to. We might find some pleasure, we might find some entertainment, but we sure don't find real happiness, real sense of fulfillment. We're left with that emptiness inside of us, that bitter taste, because it's not the same. Only Jesus Christ can give that meaning to our lives. Well, we have Jesus. We have his grace. It's all there. When he died on the cross, he earned for us all the grace that we need in order to be redeemed, in order to be directed, in order to be, to have the light of life. But in a way, it's left to you and me to let that light in, because obviously we can close the curtains, and the light can't go inside of our souls. Well, Lent is that time to open up those curtains. And as we're approaching Holy Week, hopefully we have been making some sacrifices, living that spirit of penance, spending some more time with Jesus in prayer, a friend. Now it's time to give that last push. To run that final sprint. Saying, Lord Jesus, I want to open the curtains of my heart. I want to let in all the light of your grace. I want your passion and death to truly redeem me, save me. I want to accept all your mercy and salvation and love that you're pouring to us. Jesus, help me. In these last days of Lent, help us to really push away all those obstacles. All those things that are blocking the light. My ego, distractions, my busyness, entertainment, music, noise, food, whatever it is. Lord, that I may, through fasting, through penance, through prayer, identify it, pull it out, and let the light in. So that you can keep guiding me, Lord, so that you can help me walk in your light and follow your guidance, the way that you are showing to me, that way that leads to you, to your Father, and to happiness on earth and for all eternity with God. Let's take advantage of these last days to really take Lent seriously. To open up our hearts to the light of life. Lord Jesus, come to us. Lord Jesus, fill us with your light and show us the way that we are called to follow. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 16 past the hour on Daybreak. On Monday of the fifth week of Lent, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin this day of prayer, joining with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
40 days and 40 nights. Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
Lord, do not reprove me in your anger. Punish me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord. I have no strength. Lord, heal me. My body is racked. My soul is racked with pain. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul. Save me in your merciful love. For in death no one remembers you. From the grave, who can give you praise? I am exhausted with my groaning. Every night I drench my pillow with tears. I bedew my bed with weeping. My eye wastes away with grief. I have grown old, surrounded by my foes. Leave me, all of you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will accept my prayer. All my foes will retire in confusion, foiled and suddenly confounded.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, you love mercy and tenderness. You give life and overcome death. Look upon the many wounds of your church. Restore it to health by your risen Son, so that it may sing a new song in your praise.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will recount all your wonders. I will rejoice in you and be glad, and sing psalms to your name, O Most High. See how my enemies turn back, how they stumble and perish before you. You upheld the justice of my cause. You sat enthroned, judging with justice. You have checked the nations, destroyed the wicked, and have wiped out their name forever and ever. The foe is destroyed, eternally ruined. You uprooted their cities. Their memory has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice. He will judge the peoples with his truth. For the oppressed, let the Lord be a stronghold in times of distress. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The poor are not alone in their distress.
God is here to help them.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
Sing psalms to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Proclaim his mighty works among the peoples. For the avenger of blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have pity on me, Lord. See my sufferings. You who save me from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Zion and rejoice in your saving help. The nations have fallen into the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself and given judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down among the dead, all the nations forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor be in vain. Arise, Lord, let men not prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Lord, strike them with terror. Let the nations know that they are but men.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, when you judge, do not be deaf to the shouts of the poor. Bring havoc to the madness of oppressors. Look at our wounds and save us from the gates of death, so that we may always rejoice in your help and speak your praise in the gates of Zion.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel.
The kingdom of God is at hand.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. God did not make the world to come, the world of which we speak, subject to angels. Somewhere this is testified to in the passage that says, "What is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor and put all things under his feet." In subjecting all things to Christ, God left nothing unsubjected. At present, we do not see all things thus subject, but we do see Jesus crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death. Jesus, who was made for a little while lower than the angels, that through God's gracious will he might taste death for the sake of all men. Indeed, it was fitting that when bringing many sons to glory, God, for whom and through whom all things exist, should make their leader in the work of salvation perfect through suffering. He who consecrates and those who are consecrated have one and the same Father. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, "I will announce your name to my brothers. I will sing your praise in the midst of the assembly. And I will put my trust in him." And again, "Here I am, and the children God has given me." Now, since the children are men of blood and flesh, Jesus likewise had a full share in ours, that by his death he might rob the devil, the prince of death, of his power, and free those who through fear of death had been slaves their whole life long. Surely he did not come to help angels, but rather the children of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God on their behalf to expiate the sins of the people. Since he was himself tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are tempted. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, who sanctifies men, and the men who are sanctified, are of the same stock. He had to become like his brothers in every respect,
in order to be their compassionate and faithful high priest.
God was seen on earth, he lived among men,
in order to become their compassionate and faithful high priest.
A reading from the Commentary on the Psalms by St. John Fisher, Bishop and Martyr. Our high priest is Christ Jesus. Our sacrifice is his precious body, which he immolated on the altar of the cross for the salvation of all men. The blood that was poured out for our redemption was not that of goats or calves, as in the old law, but that of the most innocent lamb, Christ Jesus, our Savior. The temple in which our high priest offered sacrifice was not one made by hands, but built by the power of God alone, for he shed his blood in the sight of the world, a temple fashioned by the hand of God alone. This temple, however, has two parts. The first is the earth, which we now inhabit. The second is as yet unknown to us mortals. Christ first offered sacrifice here on earth when he underwent his most bitter death. Then, clothed in the new garment of immortality, with his own blood he entered into the Holy of Holies, that is, into heaven. There he also displayed before the throne of the Heavenly Father that blood of immeasurable price, which he had poured out seven times on behalf of all men subject to sin. This sacrifice is so pleasing and acceptable to God that as soon as he has seen it, he must immediately have pity on us and extend clemency to all who are truly repentant. Moreover, it is eternal. It is offered not only each year, as with the Jews, but also each day for our consolation, and indeed at every hour and moment as well, so that we may have the strongest reason for comfort. That is why the Apostle adds, he has secured an eternal redemption. All who have embarked on true contrition and penance for the sins they have committed and are firmly resolved not to commit sins again for the future, but to persevere constantly in that pursuit of virtues which they have now begun, all these become sharers in this holy and eternal sacrifice. St. John sets this before us in these words, "My little children, I am writing this to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for those of the whole world. If, when we were his enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son,
now that we are his friends, we can be even more sure that we shall be saved by the life of his Son.
When we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Now that we are his friends, we can be even more sure that we shall be saved by the life of his Son.
Let us pray. O God, by whose wondrous grace we are enriched with every blessing, grant us so to pass from former ways to newness of life, that we may be made ready for the glory of the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
22 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming up in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Monday, April 4th, 2022, Monday of the fifth week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord keeps on explaining to the scribes and Pharisees and begins by telling us that he's the light of the world from the eighth chapter of the Gospel of John.
Again, Jesus spoke to them.
I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
The Pharisees then said to him,
"You are bearing witness to yourself. Your testimony is not true."
Even if I do bear witness to myself, my testimony is true. For I know whence I have come and whither I am going. But you do not know whence I come or whither I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet, even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone that judge, but I and he who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two men is true. I bear witness to myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness to me.
Where is your Father?
You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also.
These words he spoke in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Okay, so you've been to confession, I hope. Let's ponder for just a few minutes what actually happens at the moment of absolution. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Through absolution, man is united to Christ the Redeemer, who willed to take our sins upon himself. Through this union, the sinner shares once again in that fountain of grace that springs without ceasing from the open side of Jesus. At the moment of absolution, we will intensify our sorrow for our sins, saying perhaps one of the prayers from the ritual, such as the words of St. Peter, "Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you." We will renew our purpose of amendment. We will listen attentively to the priest's words which grant us God's forgiveness. It is the moment of savoring the joy of having grace restored if we have lost it, or of receiving an increase of grace and greater union with God. St. Ambrose says, "See, the Father comes out to meet you. He will fall on your neck and will give you a kiss, the pledge of love and tenderness. He will make them bring you a cloak, shoes for your feet. You still fear a reprimand. You are afraid of hearing words filled with anger, and he prepares a banquet for you." Our amen turns into a longing to start again, even though we may have confessed only venial sins. After each confession, we must thank God for his mercy towards us, and stop, even though only momentarily, to decide exactly how we are going to put into practice the advice or indications we have received, or how to make our purpose of amendment more effective. Another manifestation of our gratitude is to make sure our friends too come to this wellspring of grace, and that we bring them closer to Christ, as the Samaritan woman did. She ran to tell her people so that they too should benefit from the unique opportunity that Jesus' journey through their town afforded them. It would be hard to find a greater act of charity than that of announcing to those who are covered in mud and lacking strength the source of salvation that we have discovered when we are purified and reconciled to God. Do we use the means to carry out an effective apostolate of confession? Do we take our friends to the tribunal of divine mercy? Do we increase our own desire to purify ourselves by going frequently to the sacrament of penance? Do we sometimes leave this meeting with God's mercy for later? In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour, we pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Oh.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
To my words give ear, O Lord. Give heed to my groaning. Attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God.
It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. In the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting.
You are no God who loves evil. No sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face.
You hate all who do evil. You destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests.
But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe.
Lead me, Lord, in your justice. Because of those who lie in wait, make clear your way before me.
No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief, their throat a wide open grave. All honey their speech.
All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them. In you they rejoice, those who love your name.
It is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favor, as with a shield.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, all justice and all goodness comes from you. You hate evil and abhor lies. Lead us, your servants, in the path of your justice, so that all who hope in you may rejoice with the church and in Christ.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer. We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity.
Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory.
For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all.
Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hands are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all.
Therefore, our God, we give you thanks, and we praise the majesty of your name.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court.
The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of waters. The voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendor.
The Lord's voice shattering the cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox.
The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire.
The Lord's voice shaking the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare.
The God of glory thunders. In his temple they all cry, glory. The Lord sat enthroned
over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever.
The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You live forever, Lord and King. All things of the earth justly sing your glory and honor. Strengthen your people against evil, that we may rejoice in your peace and trust in your eternal promise.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Yet I, like a trusting lamb led to slaughter, had not realized that they were hatching plots against me. Let us destroy the tree in its vigor. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will be spoken no more. But you, O Lord of hosts, O just judge, searcher of mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
Whoever follows me does not walk in the dark. He will have the light of life.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whoever follows me does not walk in the dark. He will have the light of life.
Let us pray. Praise to Jesus, our Savior. By his death, he has opened for us the way of salvation. Let us ask him,
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
God of mercy, you gave us new light through baptism.
Make us grow day by day in your likeness.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
May your generosity today bring joy to those in need.
In helping them, may we find you.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Help us to do what is good, right, and true in your sight.
And to seek you always with undivided hearts.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Forgive our sins against the unity of your family.
Make us one in heart and spirit.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, by whose wondrous grace we are enriched with every blessing, grant us so to pass from former ways to newness of life, that we may be made ready for the glory of the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.